This is the audio log of Jordan Z. Lowe, dated 2nd of December, 2020. In today's episode, I want to talk about my first and biggest project, Sorrow and Joy, its inspirations, and how it came to be. To be honest, it's kind of had a strange beginning, to say the least. Well, to be truthful, it actually started out as an alternate version of a Pokemon universe, with my own original characters included. Yeah, I'm not joking. And just as strange is that's also where my oldest character, Sorrow, also came to be. But there'll be more depth talked about him in particular in a future episode. As for the story itself, it didn't quite become its own story till I was about 14 years old. In about 2009, I believe. That was in year 9 of high school, when I first started writing it out as its own story, as a NaNoWriMo entry. It's like a young writer's competition. I didn't quite finish the thing, even after the competition ended, because, well, looking back at the first draft of it, I was very unhappy with it. In fact, this is only the first time that I scrapped and redesigned it, followed by a numerous other amount of times that I've also, once again, scrapped, redesigned, and rethought the story and its characters. I think I've repeated this process about 4 and 5 times before I finally decided on the final version, which is on paper that you see now. This concept that I worked on time and time and time and time again for about getting on for 8 to 9 years before I finally started writing it out in earnest in about 2017. It was my first genuine attempt at writing a book since I wanted to become an author when I was 14. Needless to say, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. If writer's block wasn't an issue, there was also the issue of properly mapping out the plots, the stories, and the in-betweens. I always struggle with filler, to be honest. It's small talk, and even in fiction, has never been really my strong suit. But with some ample support from my friends, my family, and people who were helping me out, getting me started in special services that I was taking part in, and including some personal struggles of my own during the writing process, there were a lot of things that I had yet to figure out at the time that I probably, thinking back, shouldn't have done beforehand. But I eventually published it officially in 2018, with books finally out in print in 2019. Sorrow and Joy may not just be the oldest and biggest book project that I've ever wanted to write, it may just be the longest thing I've ever worked on. Getting on for 11 years marking this log. And about 8 or 9 of those years, it was stuck in development limbo. The purpose of the story itself was another thing that I was unhappy about in its first draft. It was originally something about something aversely different. Something I'd sort of cobbled together from anime I'd recently watched. But looking back on it, there wasn't a lot of it that I'd sort of put my own personal touch into. And that's what I wanted to do in this official version. I wanted to take my inspirations, make my own creations, make my own world, and shape it into something that I can be happy with sharing with others. And to know that people actually have expressed enjoying these creations that I've made so far, it really means a lot to me, to be honest. Because what was once a cobbled together project about my weebish tendencies is now a story about a message that I want to share with the world even after I'm gone. A story about what it means to be truly human and how humans can act even in the most desperate of times. And that's something that a lot of people take for granted in the real world today, especially now. And that's another big inspiration behind Sorrow and Joy. There are so many people today who so openly spread prejudice, spread hatred, like it's a good thing. And I just simply cannot for the life of me understand what makes them think that. So I want to share my message that these things like prejudice, hatred, discrimination are in fact not a good thing. That it's okay to accept others. That it's okay to forgive and forget. That it's okay to let wounds heal. Because no matter what, the past is the past. And there's nothing we can do to change it. The only thing we can do is decide what our future is. And there is nothing that proves that more than the start of every new day and the events that unfold every day. As things get better every day or things get worse every day, everything changes every day and we decide that. So we need to choose wisely, or else a bleak future will await those who wish for it. And even the fictitious bearers in Sorrow and Joy, mistaken for superhumans, mistaken for monsters who only get stronger the more people they kill, are simply just people who used to be human and are just looking for a second chance. That's what they truly believe, but their voices are often silenced. And the unfortunate truth is that same scenario goes for a lot of people in the real world today. And that's something I really wanted to make clear. That's an issue that I wanted to highlight because people's voices cannot be ignored, no matter who they are. No matter how small their voice is, you can always listen. And that is the main inspiration behind Sorrow and Joy. It may be discussed more in a future episode. End of log.